Siri, what's happening at Perfection Auto Works this week?
You have 7 new clients, 2 oil changes, a major service, and 3 drivability problems, and an engine rebuild. And I have a question for you. My BMW is running rough. Can you fix it?
You have a BMW?
Not really, but even a disembodied computer voice can fantasize about a car that runs right.
You don't have to fantasize about your car running right. Just take it to Perfection Auto Works. We specialize in all cars, foreign and domestic, from belts, hoses, brakes, tires, air conditioning diagnosis, the whole enchilada. 323-8650. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
A victory for right to repair comes from the White House. Paying a ransomware hacker might soon be against the law. Arizona's future of tech opportunities and fighting ransomware with zero trust security model. All that and more next on the Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson and the podcast world. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for scam awareness, blockchain, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 52. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments, questions, and even complaints. We can take your calls right here. Co-hosting today is Alan from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater. Hey, Alan.
Hello.
All right. So the Computer Doctor Show is sponsored by Perfection Auto Works for all your car's needs for over 30 years. Great people down there. Go see them. We have a great show for you today, starting with some tech news happening this week. Paying a ransomware hacker might be soon be against the law. So what that basically means is, If you get hacked and you get ransomwared and you pay them, you can go to jail, maybe. but this is nothing official. So just to be clear, no member of Congress or the state has introduced legislation banning ransom payments yet. But so far, there are 4 states making way for legislative action to ban paying ransoms, either ban paying a ransom or substantially restrict, I should say, paying it. So the 4 states are New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, North Carolina. Those 4, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, and North Carolina. Now, here's the thing with what's going on with ransomware. Alan, are you familiar with ransomware at all?
Only what I've heard on the news. Okay. Recent events have gotten me listening to more news.
Okay, because we have to keep the public informed, because really nobody is really exempt from this. I was reading a few articles. The most targeted places are the rich countries, the ones that have rich. So with that information right there, that means to me you should start your business in a third world country, you know, because you're not going to be you're not going to be targeted, you know. But ransomware is turning into now a twofold kind of threat. So there is the encryption part. Okay, and then there is also the copy and publishing part. So what they do is with the ransomware, they get some small file that doesn't trigger any alarms in your antivirus programs. And that file stays dormant, and it tries to work its way into the deeper recesses of your computer system or even your network. And then when it finds its way into the right spot, it detonates. And it detonates into all of these areas of your organization. And what it can do, it can encrypt the files, but before it encrypts it, it copies everything and sends it to the hacker. So now they have your original files, and they've encrypted all your stuff so that you can't use them. They lock it up. so that you can't use it. Now they're asking for a ransom. Now, the way this is a two-way thing. It's kind of scary, right? The way this is a two-way thing is now the ransomware character, they can now contact the company and say, we've encrypted your stuff. You have to pay us in order to unlock them. And if you decide not to pay us, we're going to take the copy that we made and we're going to sell it on the dark web.
They're already inside. They made their encryption. Even if you pay the ransom and they encrypt your files, it's not like they leave. They're still inside the system.
Future attacks. As a matter of fact, they say that about 60% of the people that have been attacked always end up being attacked a second time within 6 months. So you're absolutely right. They're still in. So so paying the ransomers, it does two things. Number one, it encourages them to do it more back to you and to others, because if they're successful at it once, they'll be a success at it twice.
They know your vulnerabilities.
They know the vulnerabilities, exactly. And the other thing, what it also does, it also encourages other people to find things on the dark web, okay? Which is something that is just going to... Something that's just going to get worse and worse over time, but there are some that's why some of the governments are trying to start to make laws about this to stop it at the interest point or the benefit point, because if enough ransomware characters out there are trying to ransomware people and they are not getting money or they're not getting paid, that would be a reason for them to stop all operations. If they're not getting paid, if you stop it at the money point, why do it if they're not going to get paid? That's the idea.
And as far as the government getting into it, I just now learned that state level, like mm-hmm. that was news to me. I knew that the feds were looking into putting a kibosh on this, but hearing that those certain states are coming in on it, that's incredible.
They're trying to. It hasn't happened yet, but that could be something that could be in the future, in our future. Also, Arizona's future of tech opportunities. The tech boom in the state is about to blow up, making it a new Silicon Valley here in Arizona. So have you ever heard of the five C's of Arizona?
No.
Well, number one, cattle. Number two, copper, climate, construction, and citrus. So they're adding those are the things that Arizona is known for. And
another
cattle,
C then.
Another C, chips. That not potato chips, but electric chips, electronic chips. Chip manufacturing is going to be starting here. It's going to be another Silicon Valley, like I said. As we've reported in the past, Intel is investing $20 billion in some facilities here. Tesla rival Lucid Motors is also showing a lot of interest here. Samsung also has plans to make several buildings here. And just to give you an idea of what an industrial town is. So as far as chip manufacturing goes, if we look at how China is actually operating, so we know that a lot of things are manufactured in China, Sichuan, China, okay, things a lot of things are exported out of Hong Kong even. And if you ever to visit any of these cities, it's extremely industrial. There are manufacturers that they actually can get on a bicycle, okay. They can let's say that they're manufacturing toasters, okay? If they run out of a particular part, they can get on a bicycle, ride their bike maybe a few blocks, get the components that they ran out of. They can put it on the basket of a bike and bring it back over to the factory and finish making the toasters, okay? That's how compacted and how closely niched a lot of these operations can be. But that is like really, really industrial town type of living. $91,000 is the average salary for a Phoenix tech worker. That's what we'd be looking at. So if anybody is out there trying to get into a tech future or tech type of job, $91,000 is the average income. So, but of course, you know, you're going to have like engineering degree. They want to see 4-year college a lot of the time. So any type of person or influx of people with those kind of credentials, they're going to be moving right here into Arizona. So we have to be prepared for that. ZDNet.com reported Phoenix's metropolitan population is made up of 22% millennial generation people. Almost 30% of the 4.6 million inhabitants hold a bachelor's degree or higher. So there's a lot of bachelor's degree people right there up in Phoenix. So so now's the time to start getting that education and looking out for some of these engineering jobs because they're going to be here. Also, fighting ransomware with zero trust. So there's this security model. This kind of goes back to the ransomware bit. So people are always trying to find ways to secure their computer and protect it from vicious attacks like ransomware. Now, obviously, I've always kind of perpetrated that there is no piece of software or system that can protect you 100%. And I still say that. One of the best defenses that you can get, though, is through education and training. So there's not a whole lot of trainers that are out there. There are a few, and I'm going to hopefully I might be partnering up with a few of these organizations and bringing it to the show. But there is a what's called a zero trust security model. Basically, what a zero trust basically means. So, Alan, let's say that you have a digital camera, right? You take some pictures and you plug it into your computer, okay? When you the action of you plugging that camera into your computer, what is your computer going to do? It's going to see it, right? Hopefully.
Yes.
And it's going to try to identify what it is. Is it a camera? Is it a keyboard? Is it a mouse? Is it a, you know, what kind of device is it? So there are some things that that the computer is programmed to say that if it's anything outside of a mouse, outside of a keyboard, outside of a camera, if it's something else, maybe like a external drive, it says, okay, hold on. Before I let you in, let me check out what you have on your hard drive to make sure that you're not bringing something dangerous into my system. Okay, that's what the operating system is programmed to do. But there are some sneaky people out there. They found ways to reprogram thumb drives to make it look like to the computer that it's a keyboard.
It's the first time I'm hearing about that.
It's nothing new. It's I covered it on another show. It's called a rubber ducky, and it's used in scamming and hacking. But here's the thing. The way it works is you plug this thing in. The computer thinks that it's a keyboard.
Peripheral or something.
A peripheral, something that you can put input into. And since it thinks that it's a keyboard, there's a certain level of trust there. It says, oh, you're not dangerous. You're a keyboard. Keyboards aren't dangerous. Okay, I'll accept you into my, you know, into this operating system. But what the computer, but it's a trick. And what the keyboard starts doing is starts typing really, really fast malicious code, saving it as a text file and then turning it into an executable file. Yeah. Now, that's how it works. So with zero trust, it would make even plugging in the most basic things very, very, you would have to do a two-factor authentication. Even when you're plugging in something extremely, you can forget about like the plug-and-play type of things, right? Okay. But we're going to take a quick little break here. Up next on the Computer Doctor Show, presidential executive order promoting competition in the American economy and its effect on right to repair. Next.
Come on, man. Alexa, fix my car.
I don't do cars. Take it to Perfection Auto Works.
All right, give me Siri.
Why didn't you listen to Alexa? Perfection Auto Works has been wrenching cars, not wallets, since 1994. Go look at their shop. There are cars lined up around the block. What do their owners know that you don't? I am taking you right now to PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
Yeah, what Siri said. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works. We do brakes, oil, tires, alignment, general maintenance, major services, and vehicle restorations, all cars, foreign and domestic. Call Perfection Auto Works today, 323-8650. That's 323-8650. or PerfectionAutoWorks.com, the world's best auto repair shop.
Mike, don't let being best give you a swell head.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, blockchain science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Alan, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. So, Alan, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
For the month of July, we're having free online streaming shows over your computer. Oh. These are absolutely free shows. They're us performing on stage in front of a camera. So you can log in on your computer, go to unscrewedtheater.org/events, register. You'll get a link for the show. There's a show tonight at 7:30 and every Saturday at 7:30 for the month of July. Log in, unscrewedtheater.org/events. You get to watch a live improv comedy show.
And I've actually been to this show several times. And just so you know, when you register, it's not like you have to wait a long time for, you know, it's almost immediate. You get an email immediately with the link. So it's all automated pretty fast.
And you're part of the show. You can interact, and just like in-person improv shows, you give the performers suggestions and they go by what you type in.
Yeah, you can hoop and holler as long as you can text it. You can message it out. Great show. Make sure you go to unscrewedtheater.org. So here is some science and tech anniversaries that happened this week. It's only one this time, but on July 5th, 1994, Amazon was founded 27 years ago. So it's a happy anniversary to Amazon, 27 years ago, July 5th, 1994. And we take a look back at what Amazon has done, even as a technology thing, because, you know, they started off selling books. And they have turned into this huge thing. AWS. Are you familiar with AWS?
AWS
is Amazon Workspaces.
Oh, yeah.
Which they have an entire data center. You know, they had to build something to secure their operations anyway. But they also had to put something together in order to allow the, number one, to so that their operation can manage, but also so that their other people can actually buy into their, so other people can buy in and actually have time with their data center. So you could actually buy hosting services from AWS, and they have lots of things. We do have a comment or question from Mark on line one. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, great, Aaron. I really like your show, and this last week, I've been having some computer problems with something. I got it fixed, but I was looking you up, trying to find you, and because I'm probably going to have some questions and problems with setting up. I'm trying to set up a music studio with Studio One, PreSonus Studio One, and a bunch of equipment, and I don't know if you have or know any people who can help with that.
I have many resources, myself included.
So I have many synthesizers, keyboards, and that I'm hooking up into. I want to record the music.
I haven't heard that word in a long time, synthesizers. But hey, I know several people in the music business that can definitely help you out. I'll make sure that we get you in contact with them. Did you have another question or comment?
Just that. I was looking for you online and found something, but never really found a phone number or a way to get a hold of you.
Okay, so if you have a pen, everybody, if you have a pen, 520-261-5508 is our main number, and you will get me when you call that number. So I look forward to speaking to you soon. I'm going to send you back to Mr. Fairbanks over here. He's going to grab your phone number. But thank you very much for calling, Mark.
And I love your show, and we need to get you in a full hour.
Thank you. Thank you so much for saying that. Okay. Always good to talk to a fan. So with the remaining time that we have next here is just yesterday, this hit the news. I believe this happened yesterday. President Biden had signed an executive order actually called the Promoting Competition in the American Economy. That was the name of the executive order. And by the way, all of this you can find at computerdoctor.com. If you tap on the episodes button and tap on episode 52, so I have the link for it. Basically, what this executive order was designed to do is to keep the market open and keep more options open in the marketplace. So there's all kinds of business owners that are finding it harder and harder to pay wages in the marketplace, and it gives them a little bit more control if they don't have to deal with these mini monopolies that that have to happen. Here's what I'm talking about. So if you were to do a one year contract, say with an internet service company. They want you to fill out that year, and guess what? There is an early termination fee. That early termination fee stops people from having to be dissatisfied with one service and switch to another service, but they're stuck because of these early termination fees. The executive order affects all kinds of departments: pharmaceutical, agricultural, internet service providers, phones, farming equipment, automotive, importing and exporting. So just to give a quick example, if you have two farms, let's say you have one farm that has 100 tractors and another farm that only has two tractors. If five tractors of the hundred tractor farm goes down and only one of the two tractors of the other farm go down, which one is the tractor repair facility going to fix first? They're going to go for the one that has more repairs, right? And this other guy over here, he's stuck because that's the only repair place that's available. So he would not have the ability to choose, okay? But what this act is supposed to do, it's supposed to reduce the amount of fees and trying to break up a lot of these service monopolies where it's harder to get parts, it's harder to get tools, harder to get services. I know that, Alan, when we were talking about, you know, if you buy a brand new car from a dealership, they specifically make that car so that only the dealership can service it. They've created service panels that you would need a special tool in order to actually service the car, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of these things is going to start going away. Early termination fees are going to start to be a thing of the past, hopefully within the next 6 months. So a lot of these things have to be enacted on in the next 180 days. Some of the now, this is absolutely going to affect laptop and desktop shops like mine, as well as iPhone stuff. So, like, if you break, like, the screen on your iPhone, Apple only wants you to buy from them, you know.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of factories out there that make parts for them, but, you know, they're not really – they're bootleg. That's the – so a lot of these bootleg companies are now going to become authorized places where you can actually get your phones fixed. But in the past, people would have to rely on black and gray market, and shifting forward a lot of these places are going to be authorized. in order to do this. But as we wrap up with the amount of time, we just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Alan is co-hosting today. Tom Fairbanks is at the board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show with new episodes every Saturday. We want to wish you all a safe Saturday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.